And we're talking live with Gui Santos after the team landed in New Orleans.
Yeah, and playing off that, Gui, like growing up in Brazil, how much NBA do you get to actually see on the daily? And who was your favorite player when you were a kid?
Man, that's a good question because, like, NBA for me was way too far dream, you know, just to make to the NBA because come all the way there to America and change your whole life, learn another language. And that was a way, you know, far dream for me. But I start watching it in 2014, 15, because I was used to watch more like the national basketball in Brazil, the pro league in Brazil. But then after, I remember Leandro Barbosa, he was playing here for Golden State. And I remember the year they won the championship. And then, you know, I was locked in on NBA, watching almost every game, trying to, you know, watch the games with going to some friend's house because I didn't have, like, I don't know if they have NBA pass by the time, but I didn't have, you know, like ESPN or something. Like, I didn't have nothing of that. So I had to go to my friend's house to go watch it. That's how I have my first, you know, my first time watching NBA and just seeing Steph, Clay, Draymond, all these guys killing it. Then they have like KD coming for the team. So that was when I started really watching NBA.
Speaking of what you watch and going back to the plane flight you guys were just on, I should have asked you not just what you eat and where you sit, but what do you watch? And by chance, was it Steph Curry's new GOAT movie?
So I already watched the new, you know, the Steph movie. I went to the movie theater to watch it. It's a great, great movie, you know, just to watch it and see, like, the like I saw Steph was doing the voices of one of the, you know, the characters.
Yeah.
So that was really, really fun because I could recognize right away when it was him talking. And when I'm in the flight, usually I'm a guy that I like to play video games. I have a handheld PC that is like, you know, I can play everywhere. So I just bring it to me with me and I just play that in the flight.
I want to hear more about you seeing the GOAT movie. Like, so you give it a good review. Who did you go with? Did you go with a teammate or how'd that all go?
Man, I was like, when I watch it, I watch it me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
My girlfriend with me. So I was, you know, whatever the GOAT was, I was there. So I was with him all the time.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And do you have moments where you kind of, I don't know, pinch yourself when you realize that you're playing basketball on the same team as Steph Curry?
Yeah, that was the first, I remember the first game that I played with him that he gave me my first assist was in Memphis. In a transition, he passed me the ball. I promise you, I never like received a pass that was so heavy like this one, you know, because I was like, it's just Stephen Curry passing me the ball to do a layup. Right. What could go wrong?
That's awesome. I love it. Hey, Gui. You're so much fun. We've loved talking to you the last few weeks. We love to do something with fancy guests like yourself on the way out the door called The Big Finish and ask you some fun kind of off basketball questions. You up for it before you go?
Yes, of course.
All right, so here's the deal. Thank you. Yeah. So we give you two categories, and then you pick one category, and then we'll give you a couple questions out of that category. So the categories are Hair Jordan or traveling. Which would you like to do?
I do traveling.
Okay, traveling. Question one, what country is on your wish list that to this point you have not yet visited?
Bahamas.
Bahamas?
Wow.
Yeah. That's because of Buddy.
Have you discussed this with Clay Thompson as of yet?
Not with Clay, because when Buddy was here, he was really, really talking about Bahamas all the time. Clay wasn't not talking that much about Bahamas, but the way that Buddy was talking, you know, I said, all right, Buddy, I want to go there.
That sounds awesome. Have you done any of the other, like, island-type stuff, Jamaica or Hawaii or anything like that?
Yes. I went to Hawaii. I was in Hawaii actually for the All-Star break. My fiance, she plays there. She played beach volleyball for the University of Hawaii. So I was right there.
That's a smart move. That's a great vacation spot. Question number two, Guy, would you rather drive across the USA or get on a boat and sail all the way to Europe?
No. I would drive across the U.S. I don't like the ocean that much, you know.
are you a seasick guy, Guy?
No, not seasick, but I'm kind of scary off the water, you know. I don't know what's under there, so I'd rather stay in a car driving across the U.S.
So wait a minute, does this go to the beach as well? Like when you go to the beach, do you just kind of stay on the sand?
No. When I'm in the beach, okay. I go to the water, you know. But when I know that it's really deep in the ocean, no, I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm kind of with you.
I get it. Really deep in the ocean.
All right. I feel like we probably know how you're going to answer this last question.
He might surprise you.
But let's ask it just in case. Would you rather take a vacation in the hot sun or in the cold snow?
I'm with the hot sun, man.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Do you ski?
Yeah.
Does Guy ski?
Guy ski? No. No idea. Never. We don't have snow in Brazil, so I play, we call it altinha, that you know when you be juggling the ball in the sand?
Yep.
Yeah, so we have me and the friends just juggling the ball together all in the sand with the sun, you know. You have some coconut water and some music going on. That's my type of vibe.
That sounds good.
Now, you're talking to a man who, with a winter break, went to Hawaii. So
yeah, exactly.
I get it. All right.
Yes.
Hey, Guy, once again, you're a delight. Keep it up. Keep putting those threes in, and good luck over the next two nights.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Thank you,
nice,
sir.
Guy.
There he goes. Guy Santos, only compared to the delightfulness of that was the last time that he came on.
Right, which was equally incredible. I was hoping he would go with Hair Jordan. Questions about who has the best hair on the team, other than Guy, and you know, conditioner and shampoo questions.
I've kind of learned in the Big Finish that when you have two categories, but you're rooting for one, then just only give them the one.
Yeah,
because if you're rooting for one, they're usually going to pick the other.
Yeah, and that
but
was
we
a good
could just
one,
do that with him next time.
We could, yeah. And
Hair Jordan.
Yeah, the traveling one, I could have come up with a better third question, but a little bit rushed. It's on me.
It's not on you. It's not on you. You're
I'll
on
be kicking
heater.
Myself because, yeah.
No, you'll be kicking yourself if you don't go to the annual Chase Center game with the Santa Cruz Warriors, which is coming up. The Golden State Warriors G League affiliate. Santa Cruz Warriors, obviously, are hosting the San Diego Clippers at Chase Center on Sunday. Not the Chase Center.
Right.
Chase Center.
Thank you.
Sunday, 1 p.m. tip-off this Sunday, March 1st. Warriors.com is where you can get tickets there, and even in the event of a sellout, tickets always available at Warriors.com, where season ticket holders and other fans resell tickets that are 100% guaranteed by the Warriors organization.
Yeah. Organization.
Yeah, well, we're in a hockey state of mind after yesterday morning, so a little organization.
Yeah, and we got a qualifier today during the crossover, our first lucky listener for our Sharks game, which is a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
So that's cool.
Yep, more on what Dibs is talking about. Sharks, Canadians, next Tuesday, week from tomorrow. Dibs and I will be there in a suite, and then after the show, or at some point during the show, or whatever, Steiny and Goo are going to show up as well. And then five lucky listeners and a plus one. We're down to four lucky listeners because one of them has already been awarded. But listen to the crossover every day with the two of us and Steiny and Goo around 1:45 each day the rest of the week. You don't need to do anything to qualify. You don't need to stand on one leg on the street corner or anything like that. You just be listening to the crossover. And then when we tell you to call in, you call in. And you win your way in, and you and a plus one can come hang out with us in a suite and watch the Sharks.
And watch Macklin Celebrini actually root for Macklin Celebrini for
this
a change.
Time.
Yeah. Although, just watching that yesterday, and you and I both kind of woke up at about the same time, third period, it's like 1-1. Oh, I'm so glad that it's not 4-0 either way. And
right.
You're watching the U.S., and I'm thinking, man, U.S., can you somehow pull this off? But while I'm not rooting for the U.S., you're watching number 17 out there with that left-handed, like, everything, and you start to realize he's 19, and he's ours,
okay,
and
so
he is awesome.
Real talk, real question.
Yep.
If you watched this game, late third period, I feel like, I'm just doing this from memory, but definitely late-ish third period, Celebrini gets a breakaway.
Yep.
It's him and Hallebuck.
Woo-woo.
Hallebuck, youngin.
Woo-woo.
Right. So Macklin breaks away in a 1-1 tie late in the third. You're thinking to yourself, if he scores, they're probably going to win gold. You're a Sharks fan. You're a Macklin Celebrini. You're a Rick Celebrini fan.
Yeah. Yep. All the Celebrinis.
What are you thinking in that moment? He breaks free. It's him in the net. Are you rooting for a goal or not?
I think it's a little bit of a win-win because if he scored and they won and he is that guy, he becomes the Canadian hero, our hero, the Sharks.
Yep.
I mean, the U.S. lost. That sucks because I live here and I'm from here and I want them to win. But if they're going to lose, then lose to that young man who does it. But at the same time, when Hallebuck is able to stop a mostly tepid shot, it was not Celebrini's finest moment, but it's like, cool. Yeah, it was not a Celebrini choke. It was, you know, it's a shot, it was a save, and we move on. So it was kind of a win-win, I thought.
Yeah, yeah, fun moment. A little bit of a heart stopper there.
Yep.
For sure. Okay, we'll get back to the Warriors and everything we've been talking about. Does what you've been seeing make you think, hey, maybe the Warriors do have some role players. Maybe they do have some bench players. They're just kind of miscast right now. They sure looked good yesterday, and the ball moves, and then there's the Draymond conversation and all of that. So your phone calls the rest of the way. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're sponsored by Cal Sheet. Trade on anything. It's Willard and Dibbs.
He'll feed it back to Potts down the left side. Stops the trailers, Mooney. Mooney bats the ball down, drives to the cup, and scores! It ties the game at 109. David Adelman wants to stop the noise here at Chase Center, and he calls a timeout. 5:59 to go. This undermanned Warrior squad, led by Moses Mooney and his 23 points, they're going nose-to-nose with a very good team in Denver.
Bay Area is Moses Mooney. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Moses might have the best voice of any Warrior.
Pretty good.
That's strong.
Deep.
Yeah.
Strong. Yep.
Is Moses Mooney listening to Willard and Dibbs.
That was Sade.
Bay Area is Moses Mooney.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jodeci. Find your loved one, bring her close, and dim the lights, and go ahead and cue up the Mike Breen, because it's on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Everything ends up in the same place. He's just got a deep voice.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if we're going to do the whole, late-night R&B,
Yeah.
That was Sade. Go ahead and give a high five to your friend.
By the
Hoop Nation, this is Moses Mooney.
Yeah. Hey.
Speaking of people and relations.
Okay. I like where this is going. This is going. Granny, not so happy. Furrowed brow from the Pride of Windsor. The Pride of Windsor.
I'm just eager for
all
this.
All I said was relations. That can mean a lot of things.
Speaking of people and relations.
People and the things that they do in their relationships.
Sometimes, get to it.
Yep. Sometimes it's talk.
Sure.
Netflix and chill.
Right.
Like, just...
And this weekend, you learned about hockey in the five hole, which was exciting.
I did not learn about the five hole this weekend. I know what the five hole is. I know what the five hole... I've been knowing what the five hole is.
Sounds a lot like someone who doesn't know what the five hole is.
I've been knowing what the five hole is. Put the biscuit in the basket right between the legs. It's a five hole.
Yep.
I
yesterday, yesterday at about 8:25 a.m., you learned about the five hole.
Not true. But anyway.
Anyhow.
Speaking
relations.
Of
relations. Yeah.
Speaking of relations. The next time Guy comes on, because he sort of referred.
Also known as Thursday.
Right. Possibly tomorrow.
Yep.
Guy referred to going to see the movie Goat with his girlfriend, and then later in the conversation, he referred to her as his fiance. I don't want anybody to get it twisted.
You better be careful.
They are engaged, and I decided.
Are they the same person?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I mean, it's possible.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, as you might expect, if you've listened to Guy the last two times he's come on, you can tell a few things. And one of them is that the dude is a freaking sweetheart. Like, oh my God, the most unassuming sweetheart, 6'7", big haired Brazilian. And so it won't surprise you that Guy is just a wee bit of a romantic. How about if we put it that way?
Yeah.
So it would seem, based on his social media. Because I decided to be like, oh, he's engaged. And then you do the creepy thing where you're like, I wonder when they got engaged. I wonder when they're getting married. I wonder what they look like together.
It's only creepy if you then follow her on Instagram.
Which I didn't. Okay. I didn't even go to her whatever. Sure. I went to his. He's got YouTube and Instagram where there's a whole YouTube video about, it's mainly him, but there's a whole section on how the two of them met and got to know one another. And then on Instagram, there is a lengthy, edited, professional video following them the night they got engaged and literally showing the engagement.
Wow.
Like the down on one knee, you get a good look at the ring. She starts crying. Like it's freaking beautiful.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful. And I would like to, hear, he's the kind of guy, he would talk about it. Clearly, I'd like to hear about it.
That's always a tricky thing when you hire a videographer to capture the moment. No, I'm being honest. Like, 100%. You want to have them capture the moment, and so you have to do that and also have them be kind of surreptitious and not be, like, out and about and at the forefront of it, you know?
Let's say that she did not look that shocked when he got down on one knee. She did look very emotional.
Sure.
I think even if you expect it, when the man hits the knee and we start talking, it gets emotional. You know what I mean?
I can,
from experience, last year, lovely Christy and I, actually this would have been now calendar 2024, she hates surprises. And I know this. I was absolutely 1,000,000,000% told, you're not surprising me with this. Like, I want my hair to be a certain way. I want the outfit to be, so I want to know where we're going. So whenever you're going to do this, it's kind of like Steph Curry's return to play. Yep. There's going to be a ramp up now.
That's right.
Okay? And I did. I strategically left like 5 days before. I like hit a little five somewhere in her house. And then 4 days before, here's a four, and then a three, and then a two. And she got it. She knew what we were doing. And even with all that, you could know everything that's about to happen. You still get emotional in the moment.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
So did they.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear more about it.
I would too, because I think that engagement stories are always fun. We had a coworker, I think you knew John, Big John, John Lucan, who he doesn't work here anymore.
JT, of course. JT.
So he was going to propose, and I actually gave him an idea, and he took the idea, and he ran with it, and it actually worked out great for him.
I'm laughing because I know that 7 years from now, you're going to take credit for their marriage.
I will never.
Of course, you will.
I will only take credit for the proposal because it was my idea.
How many people in the business in the Bay Area do you not claim as having started their career?
Well, neither of these two, although I would love to claim Grandy because he's going to be a star.
Wow, that was a shot at Lucas.
I didn't get a chance to get to Lucas. Let me reiterate. I would love to claim Grandy.
That was definitely a shot at Lucas, and I'm here for it, frankly.
I wasn't even done.
Dude knows that I already am a star,
And if you could, like, just wait for me to take the actual shot, because it's all I've got. Again, I'll start over. Okay. I would love to take credit for Grandy, because he's going to be a rising star. End of commentary, okay?
No, so then it was exactly what I said it was.
It was,
No, we got it. You didn't need to get to the end for us to understand what was happening there.
Current star, Lucas Alexander.
Took a shot.
Well, I mean...
At Luke?
he's lower management. He is where he is. He's untouchable. JT Lucan, he was talking about proposing, and I said, you know what you need to do? Angel Island. You go to the top of Angel Island, Mount Livermore, 1,000 feet, panoramic of the entire Bay Area. You do it there. And so the whole thing played out. He proposed. She said yes. He quit the company, and they're married somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Great guy.
Do you think she would have said no if you had suggested something else?
No, but part of it, though, was what we're talking about, which is he had a photographer, so he had to get the photog up there first. And, yeah, apparently I saw the pictures, and it was great. Now, when I proposed to my current wife.
I was going
to
say, which one?
Well, first wife. First wife, great story. We went to Mount Haleakala. In Maui.
I've been there.
We did the Sunrise bike tour.
I've done this. It's crazy. I want to hear this.
We're up all night. I slept for like 90 minutes and, you know, whatever.
You have to get up at like 2:30 in the morning.
Roughly, yes. So, you know, you get back to the condo at like 1:45 and you're, you know, half in the bag. You get in some van and you drive up there. I propose. She says yes and, you know, promptly starts vomiting because that's what you do when you haven't had any sleep and you drank all day. Fair. So I'm like, well, yes came before the vomit. The second time.
If they were simultaneous, that would have been
close.
Worse.
It was close. Now, it was kind of a, you know, one after the other. Okay. The second time, my current wife was pregnant. So, like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, you know what? I'm going to have to think about it. All right. She's 4 months pregnant. Like, but the cool
that would have really sucked if she had said no.
Right. The cool part, though, was she had, like, you know, gone to the restroom right before, and I pulled out the ring, I don't know, to make sure that I still had it or whatever.
Yeah.
And people behind me, and so they can kind of see what was about to happen.
No doubt.
And so when it went down, these two different tables, they pulled their phones, and so they kind of captured it. So I actually have some images and some video of the moment.
No, we have the same because we have 8,000 kids between the two of us.
That's right.
And they were strategically placed all around Sonoma Square. In fact, I think they even before the spot, because there's this little garden over there where I did it, and I think they went over there. There might have been a couple sitting on the bench over there. And lovely Christy's oldest daughter was like, you got to go.
We got plans for this bench.
People coming in here and about to do some stuff, and you're going to have to leave.
That's funny.
You can stand over there and watch, though, because it's going to be pretty great, but you're going to have to get up and move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so we got some, we got the pics and videos, too.
Yep.
And we did not have to hire anybody. I did have to buy ice cream for a party of 78. Yep. But that's okay. All good.
Guy Santos.
I want Guy's story. Yep. Guy Santos. I better make the 6 o'clock hour, Grandy. Guy Santos. That's just my suggestion. Me,
we'll see.
We'll see me. Guy Santos.
I'm in charge of that hour.
Wow.
Not you.
Wow. You are right. He is a rising star. Look at him flex that muscle.
Yeah. It's a flex.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I mean, ultimately, it all goes through Lucas anyway, so.
No, I don't take orders from Lucas.
Not yet. He's just a step away from being a step away. From
That's
still
a
being
scary
a step
thought.
Away.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Was it Alexander Haig?
Lucas just, all I can see from this angle is that he grabbed the microphone and moved it toward his mouth, but then never turned it on. Why'd you hesitate? What did you want to say, Luke?
I thought maybe I could add some, but then I just decided to go about my work.
I like it. I like it.
That was the greatest thing. The mic's like, oh. And then nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Alexander Haig, for those of you old enough to remember, when Reagan got shot, then Alexander Haig, who was the Secretary of State, he came out and was like, okay, I'm next up. I'm the guy. It's like, first of all, the president's not dead. Second of all, no, you're not. That's not how it works.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Right. Alexander Haig.
Yes.
For those of you interested in trivia.
Okay.
Whatever.
What?
All right. Did I ever tell you about when I got fired? It's feeling like that. Look at him, Grandy. It's feeling like that kind of day all
it's
over again.
It's a Monday. Yeah, get it together.
I know.
I'm fine. I'm in total control. Moody and Pods are great. It's fine. Okay?
Yep.
They are wonderful players. They combined for 41 points yesterday. in a victory for the Golden State Warriors.
Draymond Green, back-to-back games without scoring.
That's true, too.
I mean, what? These are facts.
Here's Kerr updating the Draymond situation.
I hope so. He was going to play, and he went out to warm up, and his lower back tightened up. And we obviously scratched him at that point. And, you know, with the back-to-back coming up, we'll see. I don't have an update at this point, but hopefully he'll be all right.
You know, here's another thing that I want to sort of weigh in on the Draymond deal. And for those who don't know what I mean by the Draymond deal, I think a lot of time so far today and last week too on this station has been spent on Draymond Green. And people will notice like, ooh, the ball moved yesterday. And then the people who were on the floor didn't look like they were in pain. They didn't look like they were laboring up and down the floor. Like, I don't know, there were a lot of people out there yesterday who haven't even thought about their 30th birthday yet. Maybe we could get into this, or maybe that's why. And we've got this, that, and the other about Draymond. He's got to go to the bench, and his minutes need to be less, and we need to think about his role, and maybe not even be on the team next year. And there's this, like, energy behind it. And I think it's because it's Draymond. He's such a huge personality. He has, in many ways, owned the Warrior locker room for the better part of a decade. And so there's kind of, do you get what I'm saying? There's like this oomph behind this, we've got to blank about Draymond. And I sort of want to tell everybody, they know. They're fully aware. They've said it.
They're doing it.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it with the ha-ha that you want them to, like, I feel like a lot of people want to they want to dunk on Draymond's head. It is time, you're old. It's time for you to stand down. And it's like, you might be right, but this needs to be done in a classy way. This is Draymond Green we're talking about. It's Draymond Green.
Right.
This is not like, no, I just don't think you can do this with that angry streak. This is a champion. This is a four-time champion, centerpiece of so many things. If you want to make the point that he is a production of Steph Curry, I don't even know if that matters.
Well, Steve Kerr basically said as much.
Right.
He said he's going to marry Draymond's minutes to Steph. And so right now, Steph's not playing. And so Draymond, he's not playing because he has a bad back, at least for yesterday's game. But when Draymond comes back and Steph's not playing yet, which will be tomorrow and or Wednesday, then Draymond Green's minutes are not going to be going up. They're going to stay around 20 minutes, I would bet.
We asked Steve, like, listen to the way he answers this. We asked him, hey, y'all considered kind of really changing Draymond's role? Listen to what he says. This is Kerr with us last Friday.
I think it's already looked a little different. You know, his minutes are down some. I think, you know, the one thing that we know as a staff is that when Steph is healthy, we're going to play pretty much all of Draymond's minutes with Steph, just to make sure we are getting the most out of him offensively. But, you know, when Steph is not out there, as you've seen several games over the last couple of weeks, we may not close with Draymond. We might close with Al, Kristaps, maybe both of them. And Draymond has accepted that. You know, he and I have talked about this, and he's handled it unbelievably well. He's told me, he said, I get it. If you don't close with me, I'll be all right. Like, that's where our team is. That's where I am. I'm going to stay ready. And that's exactly what he's done.
This is not news to the Warriors is kind of what I'm getting at. I think they agree with you. Like, the Warriors are not online for being like, you know what, we need to, like, they're not going to do it that way. They're going to do this in a very, very sort of classy way.
Yeah.
But I think they agree.
Well, he's under contract for the rest of this year and probably next year if he picks up his player option, which I can't imagine he wouldn't pick that up. So, yeah, you're looking at another 100 games of him being eligible to play. And so if he can play, he's going to play. He's not going to play 30 minutes anymore like he used to when he was younger. He's going to play in that 20 to 25 minute range. And, you know, when Steph is here, you're going to play him with Steph as much as you can. And when you get to whatever point where you feel like it's over, it'll be over. It might be next year, the deadline, you trade him as an expiring deal. Might be at the end of next year, you just go ahead and have him retire. But they're not going to do it like, kind of like what you're talking about, Mark, where fans kind of just want to, that's it. It's over. Shut the door. You're done. Never again.
Grandy was at the game yesterday. What did you want to add about Draymond?
Well,
and
yeah,
his back?
So I talked to Draymond after the game, and yeah, big deal, right?
Jeez.
But he essentially said he had some back tightness that he couldn't get to release before the game tipped off.
Okay.
And the game tipped off at 12:30. He said that if it was a 5:30 or a 7 o'clock game, he would have been good to go. His back started feeling better by the time the game was underway.
Interesting.
But because it was early and it's kind of out of the routine of a normal NBA game, he just couldn't get his back feeling good enough by the time it tipped off.
So you would take from that I would bet that it's likely he plays in at least one of the next two games.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
Yeah, you would figure.
You would figure.
Yeah.
If not both, but we'll see.
Right, and I mean, they're already there, and so he can, you know, go ahead and get the treatment now, and tomorrow it'll be a 7 o'clock local time game, so you go through a normal day, and you can get the back loosened up. It is a little bit troubling that, you know, 12:30 start, you couldn't get the back, like, warmed up, and I don't even know if that means you have to get up at 4 a.m. in order to get there and, you know, get the back loosened up, but I get it, where he's an older player, and you talk about miles, and think about his miles, and we talked to Ron Krojcik earlier today. He did a great interview with Steph Curry. The piece is on the Chronicle, sfchronicle.com, and yeah, Steph and the miles that he's logged running. Think about Draymond's miles and the amount of time that he's had to, like, bow up against a guy bigger, stronger, taller, heavier, all the rest of it. Like, his miles are taxing.
Well, Steph is a lot more running, but Draymond is a lot more physicality.
Yep.
Right?
No doubt.
I mean, okay, would you rather run around in circles looking for a three, or would you rather try to, like, I don't know, shove Nikola Jokic out of the middle? So, you know, whatever. They're both a lot.
Right.
Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hi, Pete. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. So, the thing about, well, my call is about Lucas. Oh, and the microphone.
Oh, Lucas in the microphone. Okay, for those who don't know, Lucas, a short time ago, moved the microphone, getting ready to speak, but then he opted to not say anything. Go ahead, Pete.
Okay, so I saw the game last night on TV, and there came a time, and it was repeated, where Steph had the ball standing on the sideline by the bench and looked for all the world like he was going to take a shot. And after a pretty long time holding the ball, he just kind of bounced it to the ref and sat down. That's Lucas. That's all good.
Oh, so you're likening Lucas to when Steph grabbed that ball a la Carmelo Anthony and faked like he was going to shoot it, but then instead just kind of flipped it to the ref.
Yeah, well, Steph was just standing there and the ball came to him going out of bounds. But he held it a while in a I'm going to shoot pose. And then he just flicked it away. It was pretty darn funny.
I mean, and then I end every show with shoot your shot. It's all you got. But in this case, neither Steph nor Lucas did. Am I right?
No, they both did what they're supposed to do. They set up a thing, and then they took their shot by not.
Took their shot by not.
Yeah.
All right, Pete.
Take your shot.
Thanks,
or
Pete.
Not. Thank you, Pete. And this
could I end the show that way instead?
You could. And
I'm Mark.
I mean,
shoot your shot or not.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a little dismissive.
A little bit.
A little passive.
But, I mean, what's incredible is for the first time in forever, Lucas Alexander got compared to Steph Curry.
That's true, too.
So if I'm Lucas, I'm going to go ahead and have Grandy. I'm going to make sure that Grandy cuts that.
Also, not the first time.
I mean.
What was the first time?
I don't think you've seen me play pickup basketball.
I have seen you play pickup basketball. I mean, I've seen you play knockout.
Yeah, different.
You look more like a Brad Wanamaker.
I've seen you.
So unnecessary. You also haven't seen me play pickup basketball.
We saw you hit balls at the SF Baseball Academy last week. Did you see that they put all of our slow-mos up on their IG?
I didn't.
You didn't see that?
No.
How big time are you? That, or maybe they didn't tag you.
Oh,
probably that. Also,
they
I'm not huge
didn't tag
on
you.
IG.
Yeah,
but I will go watch. That's fine.
SF Baseball Academy. If you want to go to everybody who heard us talk about swinging the bats at the cage last week, they did a line of six of us it was these two, Lucas and Grandy, me and Shasky, and then Zach and Pasta. And they did the side view slow-mo so you can see the entire thing. And Grandy, I don't know if you watched it, but you had easily the oddest, most impressive slash head-scratching. You know what I'm about to say,
don't you? I couldn't time the pitch.
He does a three-toe tap.
Not purposefully. I couldn't time the pitch well.
He steps back. That front leg goes back.
Tourette's?
And then it comes forward. Uh-huh. And then it goes forward again. It's a triple tap swing.
Sounds like a travel to me.
Not advisable.
Back, front.
Yeah, it did not look good.
No.
It came off the bat good, though.
I mean...
And then when he runs to first, he has to like take a step back and then a couple forward and then to the side.
That'd be awesome. That I'd like to see. Took off for first base at a batting cage. That would be cool. It
must have been one of my first swings. I couldn't time the pitch. I was still getting the timing down.
I don't want to hear it, Grandy. Okay? You are a triple tapper.
I hit it like 80 miles an hour off the bat.
You don't know that on that swing. You don't know that.
Just tap it in.
All right. We're brought to you by
Tap it.
Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, here for your calls. 888-957-9570. We need to get back to Pods and Moody to a certain degree. I've got a Giants update that absolutely must be said. Also, we reset the table for the knockout tournament giveaways that will come at you tomorrow, starting in the morning with the Joes. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibbs.
Post over to Moody. Moody off a pick. Moody, pressured by Bruce Brown, backs up, 7 to shoot, right side to Payton. Payton launches a 3, it's up and good. The Warriors missed 13 threes in the third, but Payton buries one here. Early fourth quarter, ties the game at 101, 9:55 to go.
Bay Area is GP2. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right, more knockout spots. We're rolling.
Yep.
I think 4 in a row as a station.
That's right. Great. Yep.
Two in a row as a show.
That's right.
2 for 2 career for Dan Dibley.
Yeah. And good news for the listeners. I am working tomorrow. I'm going to be here. Yeah.
That is great news.
I mean, you never know these days, right?
It's great news.
Yep.
Good news. One of my favorite Shaboozy tracks.
Okay.
Good news.
Look at you.
Yeah. But yeah, you'll be here, and so hopefully we keep this thing rolling. I think also the listeners are starting to get the cadence. You know right. what I mean? Listeners, I don't know if you all know this, sometimes you are like teenagers. It's like telling you something
Shut
once,
up, Dad.
Telling you something once, telling you something twice, and telling you something three times doesn't work. We have to get to our 44th time before you're like, oh, 7:30, 12:30, and 3:30. I get it now.
Yeah. It's just, I think
that's where we are.
I guess. I mean, I live with a toddler who is very much like a teenager in many ways, where you can tell the toddler something, and if she wants to do it, she'll do it right away. And if not, then much like the listeners, although we count backwards from 9 minutes and 57 seconds, we count up from 5. I'll say 1, and she knows I'm serious. And if I get to 2, and she hasn't moved yet to do what she's supposed to do, that's when things get a little bit dicey.
The Giants won again today in Arizona.
Let's go.
They are 3-0. They beat the Las Vegas Athletics, who are 0-3. Very, very controversial day, though.
Because, what happened?
Well, twice. Actually, I'm sorry, only once. Luis Arraez drove in runs on 2 different occasions. But only once was it with a single.
Okay.
He also had a double.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
He doubled. He singled and doubled and drove in 2. He's batting .500 this spring.
Okay.
So, very controversial.
Yeah, controversial because if you are somebody who doesn't like a player who hits the ball almost every single time.
Right.
And gets a base hit like more often than any other player in baseball, that's a bad thing?
No, it's bad. It's bad for analytics. You're not supposed to do what does a millennial do when Luis Arraez gets a single but a run scores? What happens, Grandy, what happens when he singles but then someone scores?
He gets an RBI for it.
Okay. Oh, RBIs. Remember when those mattered? I remember. I'm old enough to remember when those were good. Nobody likes those anymore. RBI. Lame. Yeah, stupid. No, are you like, so if Arise gets a single and someone scores, do you boo? Like, what would you do?
Why would I boo that?
Because it wasn't a double and it wasn't a big fly.
Yeah. Single. Boring. Not going to do a whole lot.
You're not having this argument in good faith. That's all right.
Not that. What does that do for your OPS?
Nothing.
It does something for your OPS.
Not enough.
Not as much as an RBI double would do.
Better get that thing up over 800 or else you don't count.
I mean, he's an average hitter. In multiple senses of the word. He hits only for average for the most part, and when you look at his entire offensive repertoire, he is an average MLB hitter.
So he had three at-bats, he got a double and a single.
Really small sample size.
What do you think he did in the other at-bat?
He struck out, I actually know this. Rare. It was a rare day all around for him. He also didn't commit an error. Very rare.
And Dibs, the Giants have hit their first spring home run, and I will give you $8,000 if you can name the guy who hit it.
Well, I could Google it and get that $8,000.
No, you're not allowed to Google it. You're not allowed to Google it.
You said you'd give me $8,000 if I could name him. You didn't say that I had to know it or yes. Guess correctly.
No, like I'll give you 4 seconds.
Probably Marco Luciano.
Marco. Survey says.
Adios, Pelot.
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for Victor Bericotto.
Who are you?
Victor Bericotto.
Who are you?
That's right. Adios, Bericotto.
Victor Bericotto?
That's right. Bericotto. Victor.
All right.
Big fly. Yeah. Vic went 2 for 2 with a
With a bomb. I'll give you $8,000 if you can tell me what number he wears.
I mean,
you're probably looking right at it.
Yeah,
it was a bad bet.
He wears number 83.
83. Well, I owe you $8,000.
Oh,
there
man.
You go.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That went bad. Major bag.
Major. Wow, this day is getting better by the second. Zell, how do you want to handle this?
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and give you the Steiny and Guru treatment.
Can we circle back to that for a second before we kind of reset the table with Warrior role players?
Sure.
I don't know how we're supposed to respond to this text. Again, Steiny and Goo owe us dinner. They want to come to the Sharks game next Tuesday. We, of course, said yes, but stipulation. Like, we feel like you're dragging a little bit with paying off the bet. So we said you can come, provided that there's at least a reservation in play. There is now a reservation in place, so they say. But Steiny says, we've secured a reservation, you mouths. Now pick a date. And I'm trying to figure out, I don't want to be a jerk. Is that a jerk response? Is that like being like, ooh, Captain Gotcha? If I'm like, how can you have a reservation if we haven't picked a date?
Right.
I've never gone to Open Table and just been like, 8:00. When? Whenever.
Whenever.
And they're like, cool, you're all set. Like, that's never...
It's not a reservation, no.
But I don't want to... I'm not trying to be a jerk off here. Like, I just...
I would come back and say, when and where? When
well, he
and
said,
where?
He also said, and don't worry about where. Just do the rest of the show.
Okay. Well, then...
And I'm not worried about where.
And we talked today during the crossover about the when part of it, because I'm definitely... the highest maintenance of the four of
for
us
sure,
because
sure.
like
you've got a little kid.
Yeah. Your youngest kid is pretty self-sufficient.
He's 12.
At 12. Yeah. I've got a 3.5-year-old. So
he knows how to make Costco chicken dinos on his own.
Sure. He's good to go.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit more of a lead up that I need in order to make sure that everything's all buttoned up. So, I mean, my thing for him would be, all right, when? Reservation guy.
Well, I mean, or we could kick it to you and just be like, when? Like, when do you want to do it?
Okay.
But anyway.
Then he doesn't have a reservation.
Well, right.
If I say March 27th, I mean, well, is he going to already have that buttoned up?
I think what he means is he probably talked to somebody who's going to get him all set up.
Right.
And they just said when. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, ball's in your court.
All right.
Pick a date.
Fine.
Can we avoid Fridays?
We can.
I like you guys, but I don't need to give you all Friday.
No.
Like, good Lord.
Let me look at the Warrior schedule, and I know the next 2 days, it's too soon, but the next 2 days we do have early Warrior games.
We do.
Those would be the best ones for me.
Oh, so would I'll they go ahead and,
yeah, okay. I mean, that way we could do like a 5 or 5:30 dinner, and then that way I can, you know what I mean? That way I can get back home and not miss too much of the evening portion.
Right. So, yeah, we'll let them all know. The Dibs needs to be all tucked in by 7:45.
It's just nice to be able to go home and alleviate my wife from her all-day duty with the daughter.
He's listening.
That's all.
He's listening.
Who?
Steiny. Hi, Steiny. He's listening.
Ooh.
So now we don't have to text because he gets the question.
Okay.
I don't want to be a jerk, but you don't have a reservation. What you got is called a hookup.
Mm.
That's what you got.
And you told him already that if you get a hookup and you get the whole thing comped,
totally
that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, that checks the box.
Our stipulation is we ain't paying.
Yeah.
So if you ain't paying either, great. Good job. Good on you. I would try to do the same thing if I were in their position. He wrote, how's summer, Dibs?
Summer? I mean, summer's fine.
What is going on here?
Let's avoid summer. There's no way all four of us are going to be in town at any given time. Here's what's going on. First of all, what we're talking about is that Sharks game next Tuesday. All week long, we're giving you a chance to go to Sharks Canadiens with us Tuesday, March 3rd. Steiny and Goo will be there reportedly. Listen to the crossover with us and Steiny and Goo every day around 1:45. And you can be one of the five winners. Each of the five winners also gets a plus one. So you and a plus one in a suite with all of us watching the Sharks and Macklin Celebrini. You don't need to do anything other than listen. Just listen, and then we'll tell you when to call. And then you try to win for a great night out. And for more details, you can go to 957thegame.com. You're also listening to 957 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.